Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you trying to figure out whether you should be living in more of a flow state or a structured state? Maybe sometimes you try and be, you're like one of those people who always try and be so structured, and it gets quite stressful, definitely being there. Or maybe you're someone who just goes to the flow, but then you feel like your life's a mess. Well, today I'm going to talk about this and how can it impact on your confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you, as always. Now, just before we dive in today, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes, really, really, you know, boosting your self-esteem and confidence, be in the loop, and also get a weekly confidence tip that I'm going to give you especially. Well, all you got to do is click on the link in the show notes where you can sign up for free, completely free, to our weekly newsletter and be part of that. So let's talk about this topic today, structure versus flow. There are different views on this. Like, some people are like, well, I just go with the flow. And then some people are like, right, discipline, discipline, discipline. Right. I get on with people from both realms. Right. And, some people do really well in having a lot of structure. With flow, I see it to an extent, but then they kind of have this breaking point where, like, just things start piling up, so they need some kind of structure. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm more towards the structure side. I'm quite like, hustle, work, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And admittedly, it's kind of got me stressed. Even like in January, I got caught up in this a little bit. So I thought I'd share this with you. There's I follow people like Grant Cardone, who's not everyone's favorite person, but I think he's awesome. Business and wealth, like, I would call him a genius. Really good marketer, got it all in terms of business and wealth. And they're very, when I learn from them, they're very like structured to the point, like, and that's what I do really well in their sort of like their business. They're like, okay, we have a team meeting here, then we make our calls there, depending what department you're in. And he's like very structured. They have certain routines, and that's what I do really, really well as a company, right? And I've worked myself in careers and different jobs where you see structure set up really well and the company does really well. I've also seen, you know, you see these people who are very much like, okay, I'm going to like meditate on it. I'm going to go with the flow. And yeah, that sort of is good to kind of pull back and then helps them sometimes. Now, me, I've been trying to mix it up. Now, if I'm honest, it's a little bit out of balance towards the structure side more. Yeah, I find if I get too structured for me personally, it can really impact me. And then it's like, I've got to hit everything I said. And if I don't, it can slightly impact my confidence. So yeah, that's what I really want to talk about today, because I know it can be stressful if you get out on either side of these as well. So personally, I find it's really a good mix. And I'm going to give you some points in a minute that's really helped me of having that structure and flow. Now, everyone's different. And as always, I'm just sharing my point of view. Now, if you're in a way or living life in one of these extremes or the other, or perhaps you don't feel like you've got the right balance or whatever, well, ask yourself, how's it helping you by staying there? Because most of us have things that aren't working for us and keep doing them and then don't make any change, which therefore doesn't change our lives. And I've been caught in this many times. I'm like, okay, structure, structure, structure. I put too much in my day. I got frustrated. Then I wasn't changing anything until I take a step back, maybe go away, or just like I realize my body's actually more tired than I thought it was. Then I'm able to look at it from a different perspective. Okay. So this is my guidance. I'm going to keep it very simple for kind of the structure and flow to your life. And when I talk about structure and flow, I'm talking about all areas of your life. The first thing you've got to know your outcomes. You may have a load of things scheduled in to your calendar that are completely unrelated to where you want to go. And honestly, like I've been in that space where I'm just like shoving a load of things in, particularly when I got in the personal growth world. I was just like, right, I've got all these courses. I was like, okay, I'll do that, 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 and that. And it's like, whoa, 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 I forgot what my outcome is. I've also done that in day jobs, in careers as well. It's like, okay, I'm going to do that, that, that. It's like, what's my outcome? What's the most important thing? What do I really want to be focusing on? I wasn't asking myself that always. So ask yourself, what is your outcome? So if what is your outcome, for example, is to lose X amount of weight or put on X amount of muscle or just have high energy, yet you've got a calendar full of, and probably unconsciously, eating junk food or, you know, not doing much activity and Netflix. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch Netflix as well. I love watching Netflix. But if like, if you're kind of, or it's just laying on the couch all day and that's what your calendar's full of, even though you don't even realize it, then you're not lining up to your outcome. So always know what your outcome is. Now, let's talk from a business careers perspective. Maybe it's to get yourself a client, right? A new client, if we're talking a business perspective, a new coaching client, because there's a lot of coaches out there. Let's use this example, whether you're a coach or not. So then you've got your calendar full of things like, I'm going to do a website. Oh, I'm going to think more about this program. I'm going to do this, this, this. And then actually what you find is your calendar is full of pretty useless things that actually don't contribute to you getting a client, instead of actually having conversations, going to networking places where you can talk to people and in the right way, present them the opportunity, or sales or marketing training. That'd be a good thing for your calendar to get more clients as well. So know your outcome is the first one. Those are examples, but maybe you can think of something specific for your areas. And I always look at the six areas of life as, I used to say five, but I split the relationship one. So I always look at it, what's my physical health outcomes? What's my emotional health outcomes? And what an example that might mean is I might schedule in some meditation or breath work. Breath work is a personal favorite of mine for my emotions. Spiritual, like what am I contributing and growing? Like, what are my goals with that? And therefore, is that scheduled in? Relationships, friends and family. What's your goals there? Relationship, intimate partner or dating or whatever. What's your goals there? And then the sixth one, finance, business, slash career, all as one. But like, what's your outcomes there? So that's the first question. The next one, schedule your days for structure and flow. And what I mean by that is, and this is just what works for me, is I'll have certain times to be like, okay, I'm going to read then. I'm going to have a little bit of a morning routine to get my mind warmed up. I call it the emotional gym training. I've got some like exercise midday. I've got that like scheduled in, right? But then also I've got like, okay, that time's a bit of time for flow. Or if I'm overrunning a task, I've got a bit of time there, right? So it's not step by step by step by step, right? That's personally what works for me. And then the third thing, when you've got the structure versus flow, be realistic. If you're working on a 2-hour task and I've been guilty of this, we just don't even think about it. If you're like, you got, oh, okay, that's a task. And like, it's going to be like 2 to 3 hours. You're not even thought about it. And you just put 30 minutes to work on it. And then you got a load of other 30 minute slots. That's going to cause a lot of stress and frustration. Trust me. All right. So when you're scheduling things into your calendar, and again, it doesn't have to be back to back to back. Allow time for the flow and the most important things. Be realistic with how long something's going to take. It's often better to like overestimate how long it's going to take than underestimate, because then you've got an extra bit of time then back if you finish it early as well. So I've got an extra point as well for you. It's a very simple yet effective one. Just before I get onto that though, I want to point you in a direction of our newsletter again. So it's a completely free newsletter. You can sign up to always catch the latest podcast episodes that I'm bringing you each week, stay in the loop, and also you'll be getting an extra special confidence tip weekly that I'll be bringing to you in that. And much, much more as well. So just find that in the show notes below. Just click that link and you can subscribe to that for absolutely free. Okay, my bonus point is praise yourself as you go. It's simple as this, and I talk about this a lot on the podcast. It's just the key thing that people miss because it sounds too simple to be true, and therefore we don't do it because we try and make our lives too hard. Guilty, by the way. So praise yourself, pat yourself on the back, smile and go yes when you do something. Like, even if you don't get the outcome you want. I mean, I work in sales as one of the things I do. Like, I'll praise myself even if I took the call and I didn't, and the person signed. Like, sometimes it might not be a right fit. I'm not out of integrity. I always got to make sure they're a right fit and it's right for them, of course. But Even if they aren't the right fit, I'll point them in the right direction. I'll praise myself for taking the effort. If they're a bit too fearful to, you know, sign up because maybe there's money, maybe there's some other decision making, like, you know, I can ask them the questions, have the difficult conversations, you know, never force anyone, but I'll still praise myself for having that conversation with them. So always praise yourself when you're going through your day and you're doing as much as you can. Like, praise yourself. And then if you like catch yourself thinking something's too hard, it's fine to reschedule it and praise yourself what you have done, because your nervous system will do more of something if you praise yourself. Okay, so that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives for being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.